Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The two black boxes on the Jeju Airjet involved in the worst aviation disaster on South Korean soil stopped recording about 4 minutes before the accident, which killed 179 people. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
That's according to a statement released on Saturday by the country's Ministry of Transport, which added authorities now plan to investigate why they stopped recording. It's a setback for investigators who believe the flight data and cockpit voice recorders were key to finding the cause of the worst aviation disaster on South Korean soil. The recovered voice recorder was initially analyzed in South Korea, but when data was found to be missing, it was sent to a US laboratory. One former accident investigator at the Ministry of Transport suggested the cause of the missing data could be loss of all power, including backup, though this was very rare.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. In a sign of progress for the Israel-Gaza ceasefire talks, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sending the director of the Mossad Foreign Intelligence Agency to ceasefire negotiations in Qatar. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Netanyahu's office announced the decision on Saturday. It was not immediately clear when David Barnea would travel to Qatar's capital, Doha, for the latest round of indirect talks between Israel and the Hamas militant group. His presence means high-level Israeli officials who would need to sign off on any agreement are now involved. Netanyahu's office said the decision followed a meeting with his defense minister, security chiefs, and negotiators, quote, on behalf of the outgoing and incoming U.S. administrations, unquote. Just one brief ceasefire has been achieved in 15 months of war, and that was in the earliest weeks of fighting. Netanyahu has insisted on destroying Hamas's ability to fight in Gaza. Hamas has insisted on a full Israeli troop withdrawal from the largely devastated territory. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
This is VOA News. A full-scale firefighting effort stretched into Saturday in the upscale Los Angeles neighborhood of Pacific Palisades. Lisa Bernhardt from Reuters has more.
The Palisade incident is now at 21,596 acres and 11% contained.
The Palisades fire on the city's western edge was reportedly heading east towards the Brentwood neighborhood and San Fernando Valley foothills. It is one of six blazes that have ripped across LA County since Tuesday, killing several people and destroying thousands of structures. The fierce Santa Ana winds that fanned the infernos are expected to wreak more havoc in the coming days, said LA County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Elevated to critical fire weather conditions are predicted to continue through Wednesday. These winds, combined with dry air and dry vegetation, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County high.
Seven neighboring states, the federal government, and Canada have rushed to aid California.
That was Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard. U.S. President Joe Biden has honored Pope Francis with the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction. It's the highest civilian award given by the president. The citation says the pontiff is a light of faith, hope, and love that shines brightly across the world. Biden has been scheduled to present the medal to the Pope in person on Saturday in Rome on what was to be the final overseas trip of his presidency. But Biden canceled his travel plans so he can monitor the wildfires in California. The White House said Biden bestowed the award to the Pope during a phone call in which they also discussed efforts to promote peace and alleviate suffering around the world. The far-right party's convention draws protests as Germany's election campaign warms up. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
A heavy police presence is in place near the venue in Riesa, in the eastern state of Saxony, an AfD stronghold. Officers have cleared some protesters from the streets, but the two-day convention started a little over 2 hours late, as many delegates' trips to the venue were slowed by blockades. Alice Weidel, the party's candidate for leader, was among those held up by the protests and later thanked delegates for getting to the venue and for defying the left-wing mob. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Sudanese officials say the military and its allies had taken back the strategic city of Wad Madani more than a year after the rapid support forces seized it. The military says its forces entered the city early Saturday and are working to clear the rebels' remnants inside of the city. Culture and Information Minister Khalid Al-Isir, who is the government spokesman, said the military and its allies liberated Wad Madani, about 97 kilometers southeast of the capital, Khartoum. Retaking Wad Madani is another major blow to the RSF, which has suffered battlefield losses in recent months. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.